Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Vampire Historian Podcast. It's been a little while. I've been working on lots of different things over the past few months. I want to take this little episode to tell you a little bit about some upcoming events happening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you are a local podcast listener, at least here in the area where I do my recordings. So there's three events all coming up in the month of May that I'm very interested in and that I'll be attending at least parts of, hopefully. The first one is the first weekend in May, May 4th, 5th, and 6th, is Texas Frightmare Weekend. This is one of the largest horror conventions in the country takes place here in Dallas every year. And this is a big one for vampire fans, especially this year. They've got lots of big guests and important things going on. The main thing being a Fright Night reunion, featuring Tom Holland, the director of Fright Night. We're talking about the original Fright Night from the 1985. And then also most of the pretty much the main cast, Chris Sarandon, Amanda Bierce, most of the cast members. You'll be able to take pictures with Evil Eddie in makeup, as a matter of fact, as part of the convention. So, big deal going on there with the Fright Night reunion. There will be a panel, photo ops with the entire cast and crew, individual photo ops and autographs, all those different kinds of things that you'd see at a usual convention. So, Fright Night reunion, one of the things that's happening there. Some of the other guests that I mentioned, Dario Argento, very famous horror director of Suspiria and other movies like that, who also did recently do a Dracula, Argento's Dracula, about 4 years ago. He will be attending. Udo Kier, of course, who played Dracula in The Blood of Dracula, will be there, who also, played the ancient vampire in the original Blade movie, the one who had his fangs pulled out in the sunlight. So he will be attending as well. Also Malcolm McDowell, who did a Tales from the Crypt episode where he played a vampire who worked at a blood bank. An interesting little short. I mean, Malcolm McDowell, famous for so many other things, especially Clockwork Orange. So, and then several other big horror names will be there. There's also a reunion for the movie 13, which is a Rob Zombie movie, and several other big films that they'll be doing. Wilford Brimley will be there as well, and several other kind of recognizable horror actors that you might recognize. But if you're interested in the vampire genre, definitely the Fright Night reunion will be something to try to catch if at all possible. And Udo Kier, and I will be attending at least one day with a press pass this year, so I'm hoping to be able to talk to some of the guests there. I will be allowed to do interviews finally at a convention, so we will hopefully be able to get somebody here on the podcast. Some of the other interviews I've done at conventions before have just been in passing, but this time I will have a press pass, so hopefully we'll be able to get some great interviews. So that's Texas Frightmare Weekend, May 4th, 5th, and 6th. I believe it's at the Airport Hyatt. It is, all the information is available at TexasFrightmareWeekend.com. You can find tickets there, the photo ops, and autograph prices, and all of that kind of stuff available there, the TexasFrightmareWeekend.com website. So that's the first event coming up in May. The second one would be the one that I'm hosting, which is the World Dracula Day Symposium. I mentioned it in an earlier podcast back in October. The website has been up and lots of information there, but just let me give you some information about it now. First off, you can find the symposium at www.nctc.edu/Dracula. You can register there. You can find information on the hotels, a list of the speakers, the topics, biographies of the speakers. All of that information is there. So again, it's nctc.edu/Dracula. Or on Facebook, as an event, World Dracula Day Symposium, through my page, the Vampire Historian page on Facebook. You can find the information there as well. But the World Dracula Day Symposium is going to be a two-day event. It will start Thursday night, May 25th, at 7:30 p.m., and we're going to be in Flower Mound, Texas, at the North Central Texas College campus at Parker Square in Flower Mound, 1200 Parker Square. And that first evening will be kind of a main keynote public lecture with Dacre Stoker, great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, who, of course, wrote the novel Dracula. And he will be doing his famous Stoker on Stoker lecture, The Mysteries Behind the Writing of Dracula. So you can definitely come hear that. If you are only interested in that event, it's $5 at the door to get in. There will be a reception and book signing afterwards, so Dacre will be selling and signing some books and items. So you can come and meet Dacre Stoker that night, May 25th at 7:30 at North Central Texas College. Again, the information is at www.nctc.edu/Dracula. And then on Friday, May 26th, which is World Dracula Day, it's the 120th anniversary of the publishing of Dracula in 1897. We will be having a full day symposium, and speakers for that include, again, Dacre Stoker, who will be talking about Romanian travel. He leads tours to Romania, and he's going to talk about tourism in Romania and how it relates to Dracula. He'll be followed by several other speakers, some of the same speakers from our Vampire Symposium in 2015, including Gordon Melton, author of the Vampire book and the now indispensable Vampire Bibliography, which he's working on more volumes of. He will be talking about his topic is how Dracula led to the Reformation. So that'll be an interesting topic. We also have John Edgar Browning, author and editor of several books about Dracula. He will be talking about the Dracula vaudeville and stage adaptations in the early 20th century. Another speaker from our last symposium, Thomas Garza, and his wife Elizabeth Richmond Garza, both from the University of Texas, will be discussing Irish fairy tales and Slavic realities of Dracula. So they're doing a talk together. We have Nancy Rosenberg Elam from the University of Texas at Arlington, who will be talking about Dracula spoof movies like Dracula Dead and Loving It. And then I will be giving a lecture again, this time on Dracula in comic books and how Dracula helped kind of lead to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So if you're interested in comic book topics and the MCU, that might be an interesting talk for you to come here. So that's kind of our lineup for World Dracula Day. And so that will be Friday, May 26th, also at NCTC. It'll begin in the morning. I think about 8:45 is when the first lecture starts. Registration will be begin at 8 and last till about 5 o'clock. Lunch is part of the symposium. The symposium is $65 for both days. If you want to come for both days, again, if you want to just come Thursday night, it's $5 at the door. But if you want the whole thing or just Friday, it'll be $65, and that includes lunch. There will also be some local authors there who write vampire fiction and things like that. Who will be selling books. We'll also have books for sale of the speakers as much as we can, and they will be autographing books during different times. So there will be kind of other things to do during the day. So, but feel free to register for that. Again, registration is open. It's at nctc.edu/Dracula, and you can register and pay online for the symposium. And it should be a very fun day, and we're really looking forward to hearing some of these speakers. The third event that's happening in the Metroplex in May that might be interesting is also begins on May 26th, so the same day that the Dracula Symposium ends, that afternoon or evening, we'll begin another convention, this time at the Sheraton in Dallas, and it's going to be the Famous Monsters Convention. This is a newer convention, I believe. I think originally it was going to be an Alien Expo, and it's been changed now to the Famous Monsters Convention. And it's happening May 26th through the 28th, and you can find information on it at famousmonsters.com. I do know they are kind of focusing on Godzilla and also Star Trek, The Next Generation, having some different people from there, but I'm sure there will be others. That one's kind of still building, but that is also happening at the end of May here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So lots of events in May to attend. So again, it's Texas Frightmare Weekend, May 4th through the 6th. In Dallas at the DFW Hotel, and then the World Dracula Day Symposium May 25th and 26th, and then the famous Monsters Convention, May 26th through the 28th. So all of those happening in Dallas. If you have more questions, at least about the Dracula Symposium, please feel free to let me know. You can always email me at thevampirehistorian@gmail.com or find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, either The Vampire Historian or Vamp Historian, depending on which. On Twitter, it's Vamp Historian. So, you know, hit me up there and ask questions about that symposium, since I am the organizer for that one. And if you have questions about Frightmare Weekend, there will definitely be a podcast after that event about the Frightmare Weekend and my experiences there. If you haven't gone and listened to some of the recent episodes, my most recent interview with Marv Wolfman, who was the creator of the Blade comic book series, or comic book character as part of the Tomb of Dracula series, you can find that one on thevampirehistorian.com or iTunes, Stitcher, places like that. Or my other interviews from the fall with David J. Scull, Jess Peacock, Father Sebastian, my earlier interviews with Eric Newsom. So a lot of those are available, as well as the other episodes of the podcast. If you have, you know, topic ideas you'd like to hear about, please let me know, any of those kind of things. So again, thanks for listening, and hope you can make it to some of these really interesting events coming up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Thanks.